Now, John chapter 1, verse 1 starts like Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, before we go on, just turn a page. We're coming right back, but turn and look at how similar this is in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, and just look at it. Notice in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Now let me read verse 3 again. John 1, 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Verse 16 of Colossians 1:16, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Well, now who's Him? Jesus Christ. Well, I know John chapter 1, verse 3 is a reference to Jesus Christ and the Word. Now, the fascinating thing about this is the Word. That's not a book that he's talking about. The Word in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Well, who's the Word? Jesus Christ. Why would you use the Word to describe Jesus Christ? Why would not the Lord just put in the beginning was the Son, and the Son was with God, and the Son was God? Wouldn't that be? Why did He say Word? He's not talking about a Bible. He's not talking about no Bible was in the beginning with God. He's not talking about some translation. He said the Word. Anybody got anything? Why? Think about it. Just think. It's simple. How do you communicate? Through words, right? We can't communicate to other animals because they don't have the spirit of man by words. They go by tones. We communicate with words. So when he's talking about, and so God Almighty, the Word was with God, he's talking about Jesus Christ, and then his God's communication to man is going to be his Word. It's all about Jesus Christ. Everything in this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is a communication from God to man concerning His Son. You can find types of Christ all the way through the Bible. Even the blood sacrifices, the lamb back there that Moses, and he put the blood on the doorpost and the Passover. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's a type of Christ. Joseph is a type of Christ, of being sold by his brethren, took down, put in a pit where there was no water, type of Christ. And where he went into a far country, and type of Christ. And all of it, you find types and shadows of the Lord and God communicating his Son through words, and them words make up a word about Jesus Christ. So the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This book's about Jesus Christ. I hope I didn't confuse you there. But let's look on. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Well, that's about Genesis. You find back in Genesis. And Jesus Christ is a type of the Son. In fact, hang on to, and turn back to Malachi. And go back to Matthew in this next book back, Malachi. Look in Malachi. Look in chapter 4. Verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son, you see that word? S-U-N. Son of righteousness, arise with his wings, and ye shall go forth and shall go up as calves of the sow. The Son of righteousness. You know Jesus Christ in Genesis chapter 1, the Son shows up on the what day? Anybody know? Fourth day. Right? You know when Jesus Christ shows up? 4,000 years from Adam. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. On the fourth day of God's week of 1,000 year a day, Jesus Christ shows up on the fourth day, and the light shines and darkness comprehendeth it not. And folks, the darkness hadn't put his light out since. We're going to look at that in a moment. So just as John is describing the creation back here, and the light shining out, the Son, the Word, they're shining out as the Son of righteousness. Now, I want to talk to you about this light. Look what he said in verse 7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Come down to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He said, Lo, I come in the volume of a book that is written of me. The Word that God was going to communicate, He came down, and He dwelt among us and walked among us and took upon the form of a servant. He's the Son of God. He's the light of this world. Look in John chapter 8. John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, notice in verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You know what light is? Well, that word there, we get it, is the Greek word is, I can't pronounce it, photozeo, something like that. It comes like photo. It's like a photograph. You know, you take nowadays, you take a picture and the thing comes out and the film comes out when you take the video. And of course, now you got these phones and all this stuff. But anyway, you take the picture and the film would come out, you'd lay it down there and you'd see that picture and it'd just... You watch it, and it'd come in the sight. It'd come, there it is. That's the word. That's light. That's what he's talking about. It's the definition is to bring, to make people see. It's to bring the light. It has to do with knowledge. If you can see, you have knowledge. You know where things are. You know what's going on. If you don't see, you're blind. You're in darkness. You can't see. You don't know where things are. You'll bump into things because you have no knowledge. Light is knowledge. I want you to think. Light is knowledge. And if I was one of those big preachers, I'd say, now say that. Light is knowledge. But don't say that. But anyway, look at this thing about knowledge and light. Notice this thing, Jesus Christ is the true light. Look in John chapter 3. In John chapter 3. And if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're in darkness. You understand? You have no knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ or God or anything else. Now you can have religion, but you don't have no knowledge of Him. You don't have no light of Him. Look what He said in John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And so light, it manifests deeds that are wrong. Now, I've used this illustration, and this actually happened. I used to have a burgundy pinstripe suit. Now, that was back in the days where we wore white belts and white patent leather shoes, man. Bell-bottom pants. Polyester, or you was just not in the clique. Well, I got me a burgundy pinstripe suit, white belt, white patent leather shoes, and I thought I was hot stuff. I went down to a Baptist church. I forget where it was at. But I walked into that church, and that the brightest lights in there I'd ever seen. I mean, they had spotlights, man. It was bright. And here I'm sitting in there, and the lights is, I mean, just, I can't even describe it. And I look down, and there on my lapel of my good-looking suit, I thought, was a stain. Now, you couldn't tell it in the ordinary light, but when you really got under some bright lights, it stuck out like a sore thumb, and there I was. And so the whole service, I was like this. You know. So what am I saying? Light makes manifest the dirt. Men love darkness because their deeds are evil. Well, that's the way it is with this book. This book is where the light is. This book is about Jesus Christ. This book foretells the men's evil and shows a spotlight upon them, and they hate this book. Light, knowledge. Well, let me look at our thing. Number one, the body of Christ is to be the light giver. Look with me in Philippians. In Philippians, and also I'll tell you what, before we go to Philippians, well, no, that'd be alright. Philippians chapter 2, and I'm going to go back to Romans, but in Philippians chapter 2, notice what he says in verse 15. Well, let me go back and read, well, verse 15 will be fine. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, that would be Israel, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now you know where we get our light? We that are saved, we shine We get it from the Sun of Righteousness. Just like the moon and the stars, the moon is a reflection of the sun, and the light that's given off by the moon comes from the sun, and we see that we reflect the Sun of Righteousness and His righteousness. We're the light givers of this world, but if we don't have a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't give no light. Do you understand? Churches today and people that are in the religious system today, they're in total darkness. It's not so much their fault, it's because they hadn't been taught. There's no light givers in there. And they walk around in darkness. Look in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. I want to be a light giver, don't you? I want to shed light on things. How am I going to shed light on things? How am I going? By the Word of God. By rightly dividing this Bible, it brings to light. It gives knowledge of the Lord. It gives knowledge that you wouldn't have if you didn't rightly divide this Bible. Look in Romans chapter 2, and he's talking to people in verse 17. He says, "Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest His will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law." In other words, he's a little sarcastic to them. But notice what he says in verse 19. This is a principle that you can apply to your own self. "And art confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind, a light darkness." A member of the body of Christ, that's what we should be. We should be a guide of the blind. We should be a light giver. We should be the light to them that are in darkness. Folks, if this people want to get saved, this world is in darkness, and the prince of darkness is the god of this world, and the only light this world has right now is through the body of Christ. And if the body of Christ is not going to be a light giver, there's no hope for this world. You understand? The Bible says in Romans 1:16, He said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." What is the power of God unto salvation? It's the gospel. But if the gospel is not being presented and the light of the gospel is not being shown out, how in the world can people believe that gospel? And people are not saved today. They end up getting religion. You have two kinds of light in this world. You have real light and false light, man-made light. You can take batteries, put in a flashlight, and you got artificial light. It's a light, but it's artificial. It'll run out. And you have artificial lights today, and people are coming to them artificial lights, but they run out. Where is the true light? The sun. Do you realize that all life on earth is connected to the sun? You can't grow anything without the sun. If the sun quit shining, what would happen to this planet? Would we exist? You die. We need the sun, and this world needs the Son of God, the true light. Look what he said, we are to be the light givers. Notice our message is a message of light. Look in 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians, notice in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians, I mentioned the gospel. Verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." In whom? those that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, which what? How did He blind their minds? Through their unbelief. They didn't believe it, and that opened the door for Him to blind their minds. I've preached and talked to people, and they'd say, well, there's got to be more to it than that. Well, there's no more to it. Jesus Christ is the only life giver there is. And He died. Well, how can you be saved? By believing that He died for you and was buried, and God raised Him a third day for your justification. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Look what He says there. Minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. What is keeping this world from seeing the light of the gospel? Religion. Now you know something? All evil is sin, but not all sin is evil. And I've thought about this and thought about it and studied about it. Evil has to do with affecting people. The Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. Well, I might not be evil. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. That might not affect nobody but me. It's not evil. But when you cause harm or do something to your fellow man, that's evil. And the Bible says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Bless your heart, that's religion. And when preachers get up and preach a false gospel, a false doctrine, and false light, they're doing evil to those people. And brother, that is wrong. They're evil. And you know what Paul says? Turn over to, hang on to chapter 4 and look in chapter 11. In chapter 11, verse 3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, and they do preach another Jesus, they preach about the healing Jesus, they preach about the man. Look what he said. Whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit. And there is another spirit. Which ye have not received, or another gospel. Which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Don't get into it. Bear. Come down to verse 13. For our false apostles, those that are preaching what's in verse 4. Such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what? Light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan's ministers, also be transformed as the ministers righteousness. They don't preach unrighteousness. They don't tell you to go out and cut a chicken's head off and offer the blood in some wooded area like the devil wants you to think. People got the idea the devil's a little red man with horns and a pitchfork and a long tail. That's what he wants you to think. I tell you how Satan come into this building. You know what you'd see? You'd see a man. You'd see a man come in here and he would preach to you righteousness, your righteousness. And his ministers will stand up there and they'll preach how to be a better you. How to get more out of life. How that you shouldn't belittle yourself, but you should feel good about yourself, and you need to help one another, and don't get discouraged. Why, you need to lift yourself up in spite of the fact that God said that we're no good without Christ. Our goodness is not in ourselves, it's in Christ. I don't have my righteousness, it's nothing but filthy rags. I have His righteousness. I'm saved not because I joined the church or was baptized or I'm a good man. I'm saved because He went to the cross and died for my sins. That's the light. And they reject that light and blinded and they get religion and they go to these places and they go there and they don't even carry Bible. You say, well, last Sunday got you fired up. It sure did. That's why I'm preaching what I'm preaching right now. Where's the light? Well, our message is a message of light. Look in back with me in verse 4. Light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4, 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency, look what he said, of the power may be of God and not of us. Nothing about us that saved us. We had nothing to do with that light. Where was somebody that come along and told us about Jesus Christ? There was somebody that come along and told us that He died on the cross for us. And that light that God commanded to shine out of darkness shined in our heart. And it's like a light goes on. And we realize I can be saved by what He did on the cross. And we see a light. And we say, that's it. And we trust Him, and He saves us, and we have knowledge about it, and we know about it. That's wonderful, folks. How can you know it? By the Word, the light. Our message is a message of light. Our armor is armor of light. Look in Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, look what he says, verse 12. Well, let's look at verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. That's the salvation of our bodies, not our souls. Our salvation will be complete at the rapture of the church when we have a glorified body. Well, look what he said. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. What is that armor? It has to do with knowledge. Verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The armor of light is the Lord Himself. You'll find in Ephesians chapter 6, He says, put on the whole armor of God. What is that armor? Breastplate of righteousness. Whose righteousness? He is. Helmet of salvation. Whose salvation? He is. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. What good news? His good news. What is it? He died for us. All about that armor is Him. We preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ. You know what makes great preachers preachers? A great message. What is a great message? That Jesus Christ loved this world and went to a cross and died for this world. The greatest thing I ever message, if it don't have the element of the gospel in it, it's not worth preaching. If a lesson don't bring and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ as the light of the world, it's not worth preaching. We preach not ourselves. Our message is a message of hope. Our armor is an armor of light. And that armor has to do with Him. Look in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, notice what he says in verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, you had the works of darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Knowledge about your Savior. Knowledge about what He did for you. Knowledge about His righteousness. About His faith, the shield of faith. It's His faith. Knowledge about Him. Folks, where you get that knowledge? Out of the written Word of God, rightly divided. That's why it's so important to rightly divide it. Then he says, notice our time. Many are asleep. He says, awake out of your sleep. People that are asleep don't realize what's going on. You sleep in the night, darkness. But many people are asleep to their responsibilities and opportunities. They're asleep to the need and challenges of today. And to the fact that a war is being raged against the body of Christ. Principalities and powers. You ever wonder why in your world you get so aggravated in this world? God would have us to be filled with that knowledge. And I'm going to close with this. And you turn to Colossians while you're there. In Colossians 1:9. Knowledge is light. And says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That is, and I said I was going to look back in chapter 1 of Ephesians. In chapter 1, verse 18, he says there, well, let's go back to verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Folks, God would have us to be filled with that knowledge of His will. What is the will? Is that for your personal will? No, it's what He's doing today. It's God's purpose and will for the body of Christ. What He's doing today. And people today are filling the churches and they don't even know what God is doing today that we're living in. Why? They don't have the light. They don't have the knowledge. Because they're not being taught. And they grope around in darkness, in religion. Folks are members of the body that you can help. That I can't reach. That would not listen to me. But they will listen to you if you would show it to them. And there are people that you can't reach that I can reach. But we must all work together and be in unity and striving together about the unity of the faith and trying to get people to get them shackles off of them that's blinded them to the truth of the Word of God rightly divided. And if you'll do that, then that's all. You say, well, I can't get no. Don't matter. We're not interested in quantity as we are quality. God will, as He we just must be faithful. Shake hands with one another, and I held you a little longer than Alan did last Sunday there. I heard about that 11:30 then. Oh boy, they're going to dread to see me back. I told him, I said, if you let them out early, they'll love you to death. Boy, he must have got loved last week, didn't he? All right.